and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
Super educated, I'm smarter than Spock. Spock, you ever tell me you will agree? Ain't no brother like the K-I-D-D.
Off of the end of that little freestyle. Good evening, folks. My name is Colin. I'm your host of what is usually Cabin Fever. But unfortunately, the host of that is not in. And I am your master of sudsimonies. My name is Colin. And I normally host Soapy Serenades Sundays at 10 p.m. Please tune in. It is always a good time full of sudsy songs. With me, a guest who tried to join me last time, but unfortunately didn't receive much airtime due to unforeseen circumstances. This is my roommate of freshman, junior, and senior year. Beto, please introduce yourself.
Hi, hello. I'm glad to be here on this lovely Tuesday night.
It is actually a very lovely Tuesday night. It is the, what... third day of fall?
I believe so.
Third day of fall. It's beautiful out.
Yeah,
I've been dying for this weather.
Yeah,
so.
It's been great so far, honestly. Sweater weather's the best.
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention the foliage.
Foliage indeed. Foliage indeed. But, yeah, no. Speaking of sweaters, I've been in the market for a new Tundra sweater. Our other roommate, Orlando, who is sadly no longer with us, God rest his soul. By that I mean he transferred to a different school. He is he put us on to Tundra sweaters.
He definitely did.
Which, if you don't know, they're like off-brand Kuji sweaters, but they are like just as good of quality that are made in Canada. Shout out America's Hat. Love me, Canada. Grandfather's from Newfoundland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Did you know that? Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, he's from a small town in Newfoundland, St. John's. Little fishing village. Nice. And I don't know. His family very well may have been the ones that made my sweater. I'm kidding.
Perhaps.
I'm kidding.
They didn't. Imagine.
But you can know. You imagine? That first song that you heard was Intergalactic by...
No
the Beastie Boys.
Come on, man.
The Beastie Boys. And that is the start to our space-themed episode. So, as such with that, we have a bunch of galactic, cosmic, spatial, and otherwise starry songs.
Mm.
I don't know. Or songs that sound like they would be played on a spaceship, which is kind of what we went more for. But... yeah, we got a bunch of space theme songs for all of you astronauts out there, all of you astronuts. But yeah, Beto, could you actually? Where is the binder? Oh goodness! Oh, I gotcha. Beto, flip through that for me.
All right.
Take a look. See if you can find a PSA in there. But yeah. This is Colin. In the meantime. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And Beto is pondering over a PSA right now. Give it a read, why don't... No. You're going to read that. You're going to read that. I'm not letting you fly. Come on. Not that part, no. Just right. Everything below that.
All right. Every nose needs a home. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are all variety of wonderful adults and young adults. Dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoption or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org.
Thank you, Beto.
Of course.
You killed a bee, man. I'm sorry for the Outlook notification. I got a notification from Sergeant Staff Sergeant Nevin recruiting me for the Marines.
I thought that was my computer.
No, that was, I don't know. The Marines really want me, I guess. So,
I did get that email today too.
I don't know. I'm not the military type. I can barely do a pull up. I don't know what they want to do with me. But
I
also got a text. I also got a text from my father. He said that my grandfather is not from St. John's, although he's in St. John's now. His family is from Placentia Bay.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. My fault.
Hello, Mr. Bailey. Hope you're doing great.
Yes, shout out my parents. They tune in every single episode. Anyways, Beth, what do you say? Enough yapping?
Yeah, let's get straight to it.
Yeah, let's get straight to it. The next song that we have for you in this theme of space has nothing to do with space in the title, the name of the artist, or the name of the album. This is 100 by Dean Blunt, a song that I can just imagine floating through space to. You know what I'm talking about? Being on the ISS, looking out the window, and you're looking at that big, beautiful blue marble.
Just being immersed.
Being immersed and seeing beautiful stars in the sky. This is 100 by Dean Blunt, folks. I hope that you enjoy.
To me. you. Everybody says I'm wrong. Said I'm dying to meet you, girl. Everybody says I'm wrong. Everybody says I'm wrong. But we keep it going on. Feelings coming on. But the bullshit got too long. Yeah. Everybody says I'm wrong.
Keep going over the world my dreaming, I take a waste within my hand. When I wake, she melts away into the sand. What meaning of this feeling? Why'd you return into the world of distant parts? We separate across the blades of glowing gold. I see you, the same eyes.
Feel that way.
it if you don't cry. Loving you.
That was Con Con Was Impatient by Con and Moccasin. That's probably one of, if not my favorite tracks by him. He has another song, Caramel, which I also really like. That just, what an amazing artist. So that was Con and Moccasin with Con Con Was Impatient. Just very spacey, you know, definitely. Very floating, you know.
Felt like I was laying on the moon. I'm not gonna lie.
Before that, you heard Seaforth by King Cruel off of his latest album, Space Heavy. And then before that was The World We Knew, Over and Over, Over and Over by Frank Sinatra, who was one of my youngest favorite artists, I'd say. I listened to a lot of them with my family. Reminds me of my mom's father. Looked just like him. Just like him. So, old Blue Eyes, man. What an artist. So, oh, man, Beto.
Yes.
Tell me about your day. You do anything fun or special today or exciting?
Oh.
Oh, you said that you went to Boston Burger Company, right?
Oh, right. That is right. Yes, I did.
It was good?
It was good, yeah.
You can be honest. Yeah. It's okay. I understand. Yeah,
I didn't go to the actual restaurant. Uh-huh, that's the thing. I ordered a takeout. A little bit dry, you know?
To be quite honest, that's what you can expect from Boston Burger Company. It's like, it's okay at best, in my opinion.
Most definitely.
I did go there once, though.
Right.
And I did get the 420 burger in between 420 and 5.
Okay.
Without even my knowledge that it was 420. So I was about to order it, but then he was like, you know that you're going to get that for $4.20, right? And I was like,
say less.
So I don't have to order a $15 burger. So that was a pretty big highlight. But nice. You just got a normal hamburger, right?
Well, yeah. I was trying to.
You're trying to cut a little bit.
Yeah,
trying to get a little bit shredded.
Yeah, trying to count my calories, you know.
That's fair, honestly. I've been seeing you do that. I've been seeing the effort. I dig it.
Appreciate it.
I wish that I had that kind of, you know, motivation to do it, but...
With time.
That's real. That's real. I did find it funny, though, after we got home the other night.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there for a little while on your phone, and you just got up, and you're like... dropped to the floor and just immediately started doing push-ups. It was crazy.
Yeah,
but
I just needed to get, you know, get some work in.
That's
needed
gotta get that work
clear
in.
Clear out my mind a bit.
Real.
You know?
Real. I don't know.
Yeah, it was something.
Anyways, shout out Boston Burger, I guess. Their sister company, Mortadella Head, is 10 times better.
Oh, wow.
That's the Italian spot.
Right.
It's like right down the street from, like if you're going on the Tufts Davis shuttle,
okay.
It's on your right hand side, right next to,
gotcha.
Oh God, I forget. But either way, whatever. Dude.
Yeah, take me there.
It is such good food. It's pretty, like, it's really, really good. And the mozzarella sticks, I'm not kidding. For the people that can't see, I'm holding up a visual. It has to be like.
At least 8 inches.
At least an eight inch mozzarella stick. It's nuts. Wow.
I don't know.
Pretty good. I'll take you there one day. I'll order through Grubhub. You know, you dig.
I'd love that.
Anywho. Let's get to the next couple of songs here. These are all star songs. These... just... drop and give me 20, Beto. I mean, if we're going to do it, then we're going to do it live, bro.
If you're going to do it with me.
I'm not doing... no way. I did some last night. I don't know. Anyways, I've reached my limit. I got a couple of songs that have to do directly with stars. So I actually just took off Starman by David Bowie off the playlist. I know. If we have time, then we can play it. But I just want to make sure that we have time for the rest of the awesome songs on here. So the first song that I have is by a band called Hum.
Tell me more about them.
They're a shoegaze band from, I think, forget when they're from, but they're relatively old now. I want to say from like the 90s. They're pretty great, honestly. And it's off of, the song is called Stars, aptly titled, and it's off of their album You'd Prefer an Astronaut. So it starts off relatively slow, but you're gonna see it build. And I think it's obviously just called Stars, so that's why I chose it, but it's also just, you know, space-esque, you dig? So these are a couple of star songs.
All right, let's shoot for the stars.
Let's shoot for the stars.
She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. We'll be right back.
one of the strokes. Now look at the mess you made me make. Hitchhiking with a monogram suitcase. Miles away from any half-useful imaginary highway. I'm a big name in deep space. Ask your mates. But Golden Boy's in bad shape. I found out the hard way that here ain't no place for dolls like you and me. Everybody's on a barge floating down the endless stream of great TV. 1984, 2019, maybe I was a little too wild in the 70s. Rocket ship grease down the cracks of my knuckles. Karate bandana, warp speed cheek, hair down to there. Impressive mustache, love came in a bottle with a twist of cap. Let's all have a swig and do a hot lap. So who you gonna call? The martini police. Baby, that isn't how they look tonight. Oh no. It took the light forever to get to your eyes. I just wanted to be one of those ghosts. You thought that you could forget. And then I haunt you via the rear view mirror on a long drive from the back seat. But it's alright, 'cause you love me. And you recognize that it ain't how it should be. Your eyes are heavy and the weather's getting ugly. So pull over, I know the place. Don't you know an apparition is a cheap day? What exactly is it you've been drinking these days? Jukebox in the corner, long hot summer. You got a film upon the wall and it's dark enough to dance. What do you mean? Seen Blade Runner? Or maybe I was a little too wild in the 70s. Back down to earth with a lounge in a shimmer. Elevator down to my make-believe residency. From the honeymoon suite, two shows a day, four nights a week. Easy money.
It's the start.
what you just heard right there was Star Treatment by the Arctic Monkeys. I relate a lot to that song because he says, what do you mean you've never seen Blade Runner? And I have never seen Blade Runner, and it is one of my biggest faults as a human being. It's a movie that I've been trying to get around to, but it's been hard to find through streaming. Ryan Gosling is in it, so you know that it's going to be good. Mm. Before that, you heard Superstars by Yves Tumor, who I saw in concert live. I think that was last year. Incredible live performer. They were about a half hour, maybe 45 minutes late. But when they got out there, it was incredible.
Worth it.
What a show. What a show. Beto, have you seen anybody live? I forget.
Sepultura.
Oh, that's
about
right.
2 years ago. It's a Portuguese band.
That's right.
No. Brazilian.
They were good?
Yeah, they're all right. Not too bad. They just... yeah, I was invited and I went in not expecting much. I just knew it was heavy metal and, you know, came out with my ears ringing.
Yeah.
But apart from that, it was great vibes.
Was that in California or was that?
That was actually here in the, one of the Boston venues.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way. I had no idea that they were playing here. I haven't listened to them a lot like that, but I see you walking around with that shirt sometimes and I'm like.
It's a good shirt.
Yeah. No, it's hard. It's hard.
It's a good gym shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen you wear it, and I've been trying to get into them. I don't know where to start. So, I've been trying to dive in a little bit. I don't know. Metal is not 100% my genre, but I dabble. I dabble, if you dig. Mostly just prog metal, you know, that kind of stuff. Anyways, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. We have about 17 minutes left in this program. I got three more songs for all of you. These next two songs don't really have anything to do with space. Kind of the second one, but you'll see. But keep your fingers off those phones. Don't change the channel just yet, because we got another 2 hours, if I'm not wrong, of some good music coming up. So please keep tuned. It's going to be a good time, and I hope that you all enjoy. The next song that I have for all of you is Cuba DeLock by the Smashing Pumpkins. Once again, not a very space heavy song, but just the vibes, you dig?
Yes. I float.
He floats. We all float. Alright, enjoy.
Wanderers, forever lost and forsaken misses. unspeakable. Our hopes gathering dust to dust. In faith, in compassion, and in love.
All right, folks, the song that you just heard was Cosmic Girl by Jamiroquai. I'm going to let this next song run at least for the first bit because it's a little bit more instrumental. And I just wanted to sign off to you all because this is basically the end of the show. I got one more song for all of you, and it is directly tied to space. You can probably already hear it in the background. The next song that I'm going to have for all of you is Contact by Daft Punk. But before then, just wanted to sign off. Thank you all for tuning in to a late night episode of Soapy Serenades. And I want to thank Beto for being on the air with me. Any last words, Beto?
No, thank you for having me as a guest. I appreciate being here.
Anytime, man. Anytime. I always love having guests on the air. And who knows? You good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Well, folks, this has been your Master of Sedsimonies, Colin. Make sure that you scrub behind your ears and you keep tuned in for the next 2 hours for Zen or the skill to catch a vibe, because you got some good music, good trainees, and some good vibes. I hope that you all enjoy. This has been Colin, and Beto has been Sophie Sarnies. Good night, Sunday at 10 p.m. That's my normal slot. Please tune in.
I'm a scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your rhinestone eyes are like factories far away. Where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. We're future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year. And nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky. Thank you.